Good morning, Anchor fam. It is Monday morning, which means back to work for you 9-to-5ers. This is Kaylee Chella checking in with your Monday morning news. Graduating seniors at the Florida high school where a gunman killed 17 people in February received a diploma Sunday and heard from surprise commencement speaker Jimmy Fallon, who urged them to move forward and, quote, don't let anything stop you. Four families received diplomas on behalf of loved ones slain in the attack that gave rise to a campaign by teens for gun control. Principal Ty Thompson underscored the honors for the dead students in a tweet saying, quote, remember those not with us and celebrate all the successes the class of 2018 has brought to the community and the world. The Tonight Show host offered similar praise saying, quote, you are not just the future, you are the present. Keep changing the world, keep making us proud. In a video of his address, Fallon joked that the students, quote, won't be classmates anymore. You'll be adults who will Facebook search each other at 2 in the morning for the next 10 years. Turning more serious, he said, quote, first thing is this. When something feels hard, remember that it gets better. Choose to move forward. Don't let anything stop you. He then thanked them for their bravery and activism. 14 students and 3 staff members died in the February 14th attack in Parkland, Florida. A former student is charged with their deaths and the wounding of 17 other people. Attorneys for the 19-year-old gunman have said that he will plead guilty in exchange for a sentence of life without parole. A fiery volcanic eruption in south-central Guatemala sent lava flowing into rural communities, killing at least 25 as rescuers struggled to reach people where homes and roads were charred and blanketed with ash. The death toll rose late Sunday with 18 bodies found in the community of San Miguel Los Lotes, disaster agency spokesman David De Leon said, adding to the 7 victims previously confirmed elsewhere earlier in the day. At least 20 people were injured, and authorities have said they feared the death toll could rise with an undetermined number of people accounted for. El Volcán de Fuego, or the Volcano of Fire, exploded in a hail of ash and molten rock shortly before noon, blanketing nearby villages in heavy ash. Lava began flowing down the mountain's flank and across homes and roads at about 4 p.m. Dallas police say a 47-year-old woman has told detectives that she shot and killed her husband because he had been beating the family cat. Authorities say Mary Harrison has been arrested and jailed on a murder charge in the slaying of her 49-year-old husband, Dexter Harrison. She's being held on a $100,000 bond. Mary Harrison told authorities that the shooting Saturday occurred during an argument. Dexter Harrison was taken to a hospital where he died. In a statement on Sunday, Dallas police say Harrison told officers that her husband had been beating the cat. Neighbors say the family cat recently went missing. Mayor Harrison had posted signs about it disappearing, and the pet eventually returned. An attorney for President Trump stressed Sunday that the president's legal team would contest any effort to force the president to testify in front of a grand jury during the special counsel's Russia probe, but downplayed the idea that Trump could pardon himself. Rudy Giuliani, in a series of television interviews, emphasized one of the main arguments in a newly unveiled letter sent by Trump's lawyers to special counsel Robert Mueller back in January, that a president can't be given a grand jury subpoena as part of an investigation into foreign meddling in the 2016 election. But he distanced himself from one of their bolder arguments in the letter, which was first reported Saturday by the New York Times, that a president could not have committed obstruction of justice because he has authority to, quote, if he wished, terminate the inquiry, or even exercise his power to pardon. Giuliani told NBC's Meet the Press, quote, pardoning himself would be unthinkable and probably lead to immediate impeachment, and he has no need to do it. He's done nothing wrong. The former New York City mayor, who was not on the legal team when the letter was written, added that Trump, quote-unquote, probably does have the power to pardon himself, an assertion challenged by legal scholars, but says the president's legal team hasn't discussed that option, which many observers believe could plunge the nation into a constitutional crisis. Giuliani said Sunday that a decision about an interview would not be made until after Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore, and he cast doubt that it would ever occur at all. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.